This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Arctura. A Child's Garden of Verses by Robert Louis Stevenson. Section 3. Garden Days. Night and day. When the golden day is done, through the closing portal, child and garden, flower and sun, vanish all things mortal. As the building shadows fall, as the rays diminish, under evening's cloak they all roll away and vanish. Garden darken, daisy shut, child in bed they slumber, glowworm in the hallway rut, mice among the lumber. In the darkness houses shine, parents move the candles, till on all the night divine turns the bedroom handles. Till at last the day begins, in the east a breaking, in the hedges and the winds, sleeping birds awaking. In the darkness shapes of things, houses, trees, and hedges, clearer grow, and sparrows' wings beat on window ledges. Thee shall wake the yawning maid, she the door shall open, finding dew on garden glade, and the morning broken. There my garden grows again, green and rosy painted, as at eve behind the pane, from my eyes it fainted. Just as it was shut away, toy-like in the even, here I see it glow with day, under glowing heaven. Every path and every plot, every blush of roses, every blue forget-me-not, where the dew reposes. Up, they cry, the day is come, on the smiling valleys. We have beat the morning drum. Playmate, join your allies. Mistakes. Birds all the sunny day flutter and quarrel, here in the arbor-like tent of the laurel. Here in the fork the brown nest is seated, four little blue eggs the mother keeps heated. While we stand watching her, staring like babies, safe in each egg are the bird's little babies. Soon the frail eggs they shall chip, and upspringing, make all the April woods merry with singing. Younger than we are, O children and frailer, soon in the blue air they'll be singing and sailor. We, so much older, taller and stronger, we shall look down on the birdies no longer. They shall go flying with musical speeches, high overhead in the tops of the beeches. In spite of our wisdom and sensible talking, we on our feet must go, plodding and walking. The flowers. All the names I know from nurse, gardener's garter, shepherd's purse, bachelor's buttons, lady smock, and the lady hollyhock. Fairy places, fairy things, fairy woods with a wild bee wings, tiny trees for tiny dames, these must all be fairy names. Tiny woods below whose boughs shady fairies weave a house. Tiny treetops rose or thyme, where the braver fairies climb. Fair are grown-up people's trees, but the fairest woods are these, where, if I were not so tall, I should live for good and all. summer sun. Great is the sun, and wide he goes through empty heaven with repose. And in the blue and glowing days, more thick than rain, he showers his rays. Though closer still the blinds we pull to keep the shady parlor cool, yet he will find a chink or two to slip his golden fingers through. The dusty attic spider clad, he through the keyhole maketh glad, and through the broken edge of tiles into the laddered hayloft smiles. Meanwhile his golden face around he bears to all the garden ground, and sheds a warm and glittering look among the ivy's inmost nook. Above the hills, along the blue, round the bright air with footing true, to please the child, to paint the rose, the gardener of the world, he goes. The Dumb Soldier. When the grass was closely mown, walking on the lawn alone, in the turf a hole I found, and hid a soldier underground. Spring and daisies came apace, grasses hide my hiding place. Grasses run like a green sea o'er the lawn up to my knee. Under grass alone he lies, looking up with leaden eyes, scarlet coat and pointed gun, to the stars and to the sun. When the grass is ripe like rain, when the scythe is stoned again, when the lawn is shaven clear, then my hole shall reappear. I shall find him, never fear, I shall find my grenadier. But for all that's gone and come, I shall find my soldier dumb. He has lived, a little thing, in the grassy woods of spring, done, if he could tell me true, just as I should like to do. He has seen the starry hours, and the springing of the flowers, and the fairy things that pass in the forests of the grass. In the silence he has heard talking bee and lady bird, and the butterfly has flown o'er him as he lay alone. Not a word will he disclose, not a word of all he knows. I must lay him on the shelf and make up the tale myself. Autumn fires. In the other gardens and all up the vale, from the autumn bonfires, see the smoke trail. Pleasant summer over, and all the summer flowers, the red fire blazes, the gray smoke towers. Sing a song of seasons, something bright in all, flowers in the summer, fires in the fall. The gardener. The gardener does not love to talk. He makes me keep the gravel walk. And when he puts his tools away, he locks the door and takes the key. Away behind the currant row, where no one else but cook may go, far in the plots I see him dig, old and serious, brown and big. He digs the flowers, green, red, and blue, no wishes to be spoken to. He digs the flowers and cuts the hay, and never seems to want to play. Silly gardener, summer goes, and winter comes with pinching toes, when, in the garden bare and brown, you must lay your barrow down. Well, now and well the summer stays, to profit by these garden days. Oh, how much wiser you would be to play at Indian wars with me. Historical associations. Dear Uncle Jim, this garden ground that now you smoke your pipe around has seen immortal actions done and valiant battles lost and won. Here we had best on tiptoe tread while I for safety march ahead, for this is that enchanted ground where all who loiter slumber sound. Here is the sea, here is the sand, here is simple shepherd's land. Here are the fairy hollyhocks, and there are Ali Baba's rocks. But yonder sea, apart and high, frozen Siberia lies, where I, with Robert Bruce and William Tell, was bound by an enchanter's spell. End of section 3.